Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm Father Brian Belongi, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from this Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned, in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. May the Virgin St. Angela never fail to commend us to your compassion, O Lord, we pray, that following the lessons of her charity and prudence, we may hold fast to your teaching and express it in what we do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Remember the days past when, after you had been enlightened, you endured a great contest of suffering? At times you were publicly exposed to abuse and affliction. At other times you associated yourselves with those so treated. You even joined in the sufferings of those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property, knowing that you had a better and lasting possession. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence. It will have great recompense. You need endurance to do the will of God and receive what he has promised. For after just a brief moment, he who is to come shall come. He shall not delay, but my just one shall live by faith. And if he draws back, I take no pleasure in him. We are not among those who draw back and perish, but among those who have faith and will possess life. The word of the Lord. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good, that you may dwell in the land and be fed in security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will grant you your heart's requests.
The salvation of the just comes from the Lord.
Commit to the Lord your way. Trust in him, and he will act. He will make justice dawn for you like the light. Bright as the noonday shall be your vindication.
The salvation of the just comes from the Lord.
By the Lord are the steps of a man made firm, and he approves his way. Though he fall, he does not lie prostrate, for the hand of the Lord sustains him. Almighty God, cleanse my mind, my heart, my lips, my brother, proclaim your holy gospel. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is if a man were to scatter seed on the land, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them. But to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. Welcome to the Chapel of Nativity here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, on this snowy day. For those of you who are tuning in, if you are in Green Bay, it's snowing out there. The last line of the gospel talks about with parables. He spoke to them in parables, and without parables he did not speak, but to his own disciples he explained everything in private. Wouldn't it be nice to have kind of been a fly on the wall or in that discussion when Jesus explained all these things to the disciples in private, what he would have said, how the disciples would have heard it? We know that even in spite of hearing Jesus at this time, still took them a little while to embrace it and to grasp it, because even they went out and they had challenges. They sometimes failed in them, but they got back up and the Lord forgave them and they came back stronger, especially after the crucifixion, death, and the resurrection. They came back stronger. Then they understood. But it would be nice if we could have one of those personal encounters with Jesus, just as the disciples did. Now, of course, we have Eucharistic adoration by which we can come and be in the presence of the Lord, and perhaps we can have that conversation, but we have to listen with our hearts, because each one of us at some point, I'm sure, is going through something in their lives that is causing some trouble, some challenges, and they are suffering in many ways. That first reading, if you take a look at it, may not sound very, very inspiring to you, but in a lot of ways, it is telling us really what we are as disciples. Disciples will suffer for Christ. They will be made to give up things, sometimes willingly, but other times things will be taken away from them unwillingly. We're being reminded that, remember when you were enlightened, you endured a lot. You gave a lot. You gave more and more is asked, and you freely gave it, and you were joyful. You even united all of your suffering with others as well and made it all holy. You gave it to Christ. But now, later on, where are we? Sometimes we might say, don't we suffer enough? Don't we give enough? Don't we give enough? And we can get to a point where we lose confidence in faith. But the thing is, when we are very close to the Lord, the evil one will try and keep us away from God. He will try to keep us away. He doesn't want us to feel that presence. We are generally people, I think we like immediate results. I mean, if you do good and you kind of expect a good return back, and we like to see it happen. But what happens when you serve and serve and serve and do everything right, but it all seems to be going the wrong way, and we seem to be getting hit instead of rewarded? What do we do then? We might be under a true test. And this reading reminds us, stay focused, have endurance. Christ already suffered for you. You can unite that suffering to Christ. And the promise that we have may not even be seen here. It might be seen in the kingdom after we have given everything away. Because we are called to give our life away, almost like a candle burns, just give away for the glory of God. Sometimes we freely give things away, like during Lent, or maybe we do things for the glory of God, but sometimes that might make us feel good. The most difficult times of suffering is when things are taken from us that we don't understand, when good things are taken away from us that cause us to suffer. The late Cardinal Francis George once said, you know, the Lord strips away things from us little by little, even good things, until only the love of God remains. So how do we act when good things that maybe we don't understand why gets taken away from us? Everybody in some way loses someone by tragic results, or something happens and we say, why does this happen? Sometimes, you know, it's important that we put it to the Lord, because rather than seeing maybe take things taken away from us, maybe it's a way to put our mind in the Lord and say, Lord, take it all. I surrender it to you. Because if you look at the saints, you look at Benedict XVI, whose funeral we had, we saw how he gave his life away for the glory of God. We see our saint today, St. Angela, who gave herself away for the glory of God. You can't tell me, working with all those women and children and at the time, it was easy for her that she got thanked every single day. She gave away her life and things were taken away from her as well. Mother Teresa as well. You look at that, all what she gave, and she says, I had trouble seeing where God wasn't at all. Things were taken away and all of that. But it's all for the glory of God. And so if we just get into that notion that the Lord came into the world to suffer and die for us, he assumed all that suffering, we can unite that into Christ, suffer for Christ, and rather than seeing it taken away, say, Lord, take it from me, take my life, and show me the way. Confidence, endurance is what's important. When no matter what happens, make sure we just don't give up. Just keep walking. That's the lesson. Let us pray today that we may keep firm in faith and walking in the Lord, even when we might wonder, why are we suffering? Give that all to the Lord. Let him take it to the cross to make holy. Unite your suffering to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and he can make it holy as well. And the more that we do that, the more we'll surrender to the life of Jesus. In peace and in faith, we turn to our Heavenly Father with our prayers and petitions today. We pray for the intentions of Pope Francis and for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life. We pray to the Lord. For the victims of war and persecution, that all violence and threats of violence will end and peace will rule the world. We pray to the Lord. For our nation, that God will grant us leaders who will protect our religious freedoms and dignity of human life at all stages, we pray to the Lord. We pray for all those who are suffering for any reason, especially those who are suffering through no fault of their own. We pray to the Lord. For those struggling with the pain caused by divorce, impurity, and a throwaway culture, that God's mercy will heal their hearts and bring about reconciliation. We pray to the Lord. For the intention of Bishop George Leo Thomas on his Episcopal anniversary, in thanksgiving for his service to the Diocese of Las Vegas and to the Church, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, you are good and loving, and you know our needs before we ask. We humbly place our prayers before you today, inspired by the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. Let it become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. Let it become our spiritual drink. Wash away, O Lord, my iniquities, and of my sins cleanse me. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept our offerings, O Lord, we pray, and in sanctifying them, grant that they may profit us for salvation, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the saints who consecrated themselves to Christ for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, it is right to celebrate the wonders of your providence, by which you call all human nature back to original holiness and bring it to experience on this earth the gifts you promise in the new world to come. And so with all the angels and saints we praise you, as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, and David our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Lamb of God, may this mingling of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ be eternally left to us, receive it. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. My soul shall be healed. Body of Christ, keep me safe for eternal life. Look toward the Lord and be radiant. Let your faces not be abashed. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your Holy Mother received you, with the fervor of all the saints. Let us pray. Renewed by the partaking of this divine gift, we pray, O Lord our God, that by the example of Blessed St. Angela bearing in our body the death of Jesus, we may strive to hold fast to you alone, through Christ our Lord. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you will join us again tomorrow at noon central. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And go in peace. The Mass is ended.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.